In 50 cities.
Wow, that must have taken a while, huh?
Week and a half.
What is it about the road?
It's the driving.
I see what you're saying. Tramps like us running against the wind.
No, I mean driving, you know.
Right. What do you remember most about the road?
Amoco.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The red, white, and blue, the strength, quality.
No, Amoco gas stations.
Right, gasoline, you know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we have an Amoco credit card.
Oh, plastic. That's sort of a thematic element in your work, isn't
no,
it?
No, well, we like it because it's an easy way to buy Amoco gasoline.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. There are places you've been.
We drove to Amoco.
Right. Let's go back to the LP.
Brought to you by Amoco. We go that extra mile.
Oh, excuse me. Back to you, Bob.
The twins have today off to prepare for the upcoming weekend series against the California Angels at the Metrodome. Last night at the Dome, the Twins lost to the Oakland A's 1-0. Pitcher Ken Schramm had retired 21 of the previous 23 batters he faced before Tony Phillips doubled in the ninth, and then Dwayne Murphy singled Phillips home. Wide receiver Dwight Collins, who had been missing from the Vikings training camp for no apparent reason, showed up yesterday. He said he had stayed home to help his wife through a difficult pregnancy, admitted he made a mistake in not calling the Vikings to get permission to stay home, but he's there now. Wide receiver Keith Kidd, the Vikings' ninth-round pick from Arkansas, has yet to contact the club since camp opened last Friday.
I thought Collins got in Tuesday, and I think Les Steckel, the Viking head coach, said that they would have given him permission. It's okay. They would have given him permission because family takes precedence any time over football.
Yeah, his wife had the baby on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Good. Okay, Paul Douglas is standing by with weather stuff for us this morning. Hi, good morning, Paul.
No, he's not.
Oh, Sam!
Hi, Sam.
Beat him to it. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sam. I bet Paul didn't want to show up after that rainy, wet parade that we had last night.
Yeah, he's a little soggy around the edges this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw Sky 11 out there last night.
Yes?
Yes.
My goodness.
We waved vigorously, said, hello, Sky 11.
Yes.
And then they flashed their lights at us.
Really?
Well, it was that red and green flashing light. They might have just been flashing it all the time, you know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
You sound good.
What's Gouda?
Gouda.
That's
yes.
Cheese you're thinking of.
No, that's better than good. It's good and then Gouda.
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 Okay.
Yes, I get the cow bumps when I listen to you guys in the morning.
Goosebumps. You get goosebumps.
Yeah. Goosebumps?
Yeah. Cow bumps,
That's from listening to,
somebody else.
I want to say to happy birthday to your mommy.
Oh, she'd appreciate that.
Hello, happy birthday, Charlotte.
I got a call just a little bit ago from somebody who said, well, how can I get to sing happy birthday to my mom to get a job in radio?
Yeah. I have to say, too, I really enjoyed that flashlight parade last night.
Torchlight parade.
I didn't realize how nice...
Sam?
I didn't realize how nice downtown St. Paul was.
Sam,
what?
It was the Torchlight Parade. It was in downtown Minneapolis. You were in downtown St. Paul?
It wasn't in St. Paul?
No, you were, though?
No wonder those cars and trucks kept honking at me.
sitting there in his lawn chair along...
I was walking down the middle of the street.
Along Robert Street.
With
just
your flashlight.
Waving to people.
I thought it was just a very... small, unorganized parade.
The big deal was in Minneapolis last night.
Really?
Yes.
Boy, well, people were cheering and, like, shaking their fists and...
And other stuff.
Giving me the number one sign and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, excuse me, Sam?
I thought it was an odd parade.
Sam?
Yes?
Is Paul anywhere nearby?
I think I hear him coming now.
Ah, good.
Funny you should ask. I guess the joke was under me, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not even gonna point it out.
I hear him coming.
Some stuff you just let go.
Okay.
Hey, have a good morning.
Okay, you guys keep up at work, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You're number one in my book.
Okay, good, thank you.
You know what they say?
What?
Help me up in the morning.
Get me up in the morning.
No, I thought it was help me
up. No, help me up in the morning is different. Okay.
You don't want to help me up?
No.
I see you.
Talk to you later.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye to you.
Where have you been in the morning?
Oh, Paul.
I'm coming.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Good morning, I'm sorry.
How you doing?
Oh, I hope we didn't abuse you too badly this morning.
No, couldn't be helped.
He has a good heart.
Yes.
The brain isn't too good.
No, that's right.
But the heart's okay.
Falls short right around in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Listen, a nice-looking weather forecast. Short and sweet. A few leftover clouds this morning, but all the rain is going into Wisconsin, and it should become mostly sunny and breezy and pleasant today. A high of 76. A good-looking day. Clear and cool tonight. 57 in the cities. 51 up in St. Cloud. And then tomorrow and Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a ever-so-gradual warm-up. Tomorrow's high 77. Saturday's high 82. A good stretch of weather for sunbathers and vacationers. And it's partly cloudy, 63 out there now.
Well, real good.
Yeah.
That sounds real good. Okay.
Have a nice day, okay?
All right, we'll talk to you some more later on. Thanks, Paul.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. A song from Dan Hartman, and I Can Dream About You, at 20 minutes before 7. New breakfast quiz jingle coming up this morning. Don't touch that dial. 99.5 WLOL.